This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. NASA wants to have astronauts living and working on the moon in the next few years. That's launched a new space race in the business sector. Colorado-based Crescent Space Services is working on a way for people to communicate between Earth and the moon using a network of lunar satellites. Joe Landon is its CEO.
Think of them as like a really tall cell phone tower for the moon, so that you can use that satellite to then connect back to Earth or to other systems or people on the lunar surface.
The company hopes to have this technology ready in the next 2 years to coincide with NASA's plans to return to the moon and establish a permanent base there. A new law in Colorado aims to make applying for rental housing a little less expensive. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In a tight housing market, renters might file applications with several different landlords as they look for a place to live and pay $30 or more for a background check at each building. A law recently signed by Governor Polis could cut those costs by allowing renters to pay for just one check they can share with multiple landlords. Democratic Representative Mike Weissman described it as a small change with tangible effects.
We know that housing is tight in the state. This is a way to make a real difference for people, save up to hundreds of dollars per search.
The law takes effect in August. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Today is the final day of the annual legislative session at the Capitol. It ends at midnight, and lawmakers are rushing to get more done. We'll get an update live from the Capitol later this hour. This is CPR News. Up next, more ATC.